Blog Talk Radio.
Co-host Jess. Hi, Jess.
Hi, Amy. How are you?
I'm good. So why don't you tell everybody who we have tonight?
Sure. Actually, I'm going to do a little intro here. On their major label debut stages, Videra have at last been able to capture the magic that has made them such a hot live property over the past few years. The Kansas City, Missouri-based quartet, fronted by Kristen May, have toured incessantly since releasing their first EP in 2004, honing their sound and building their considerable fan base the grassroots way, one fan at a time. Those who have seen them live are already familiar with Videra's sound, dreamy pop melodies, shimmering rock guitar, driving rhythm section, and the band's not-so-secret weapon, May's soaring vocals. In 2005, Videra toured with artists such as Mute Math, Isley, and Jason Mraz. And again, in 2009, they toured with The Fray, Plain White Tees, and All American Rejects. The VRO is proud to welcome Kristen May and Brian Little from Videra. How are you guys?
Good,
hey,
how are you?
We're good.
Good. Well, we've got a lot of questions from some emails. Looks like they did some pretty good publicity to get the word out there. And I just had a quick question for you. Your name is interesting, and I did do a little research on it. I think I know the origin of the name, but could you let everybody else know the origin of the name Videra?
Yeah, well, our name used to be called Veda, which means
right.
Sacred Writings, and we liked the sound of that. But there was actually a band in L.A. who had the same name, and so we ended up having to change it. And so we wanted to keep part of Veda in the name, and so we added the word era, like a new era of Veda, Vedera.
That's pretty cool. And that was based on the old Sacred Writings, correct?
Yes.
Yes.
Very cool. I'm told that I've been doing some research on you guys, and I see that there is a lot of stuff coming up. You've been touring a lot in the past couple of years, and it looks like you're going to be starting a couple new projects fairly soon and in the coming summer. Could you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, we have...
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, you.
Okay, cool. Well, I'm excited about it, so I get to, you know, say something. But we're going out here in a couple weeks with the Goo Goo Dolls, who we are very excited to go out with. We've really liked that band for a long time, along with we're doing some stuff after that. We're going to be on the Lilith Fair here around Midwest, and we're also going up northeast to do the Bamboozle Road Show, which is about 4 dates for us up in northeast.
Right. Actually, your last date, it looks like, is going to be in Boston, where I'm located. So I'm going to see if I can try and get my little butt there and see if I can say hello in person.
Cool.
Yeah. But Goo Goo Dolls, that's awesome.
Yeah, we're really excited about that.
Yeah, and you have toured in the past with some really big names. How was it doing that?
Well, it's amazing, I think. I mean, we've been touring since 2004, end of 2004, so we love to tour, and it's, you know, even better when you get to get on tour with, you know, like the past few years, we've really gone on tour with a lot of bands that we've liked for a long time, you know, like All American Rejects, we were on tour, you know, with Jason Mraz, we were out with him, and it was awesome with The Fray, and, you know, really can't ask for more than being on tour with, you know, bands with really great music and good people, so.
Do you like touring more than you like being in the studio?
I don't know. I don't know, Kristen. You might. Yeah, it's very different. Very different environment. I like both. For each in each respect, you know, I think. It's a totally
You're
different vibe.
Than,
ah.
Yeah, Brian's more patient than I am, so he really likes the studio vibe. But I get really antsy in the studio. Like, I just can't wait for, you know, each part to be finished, you know. So for me, I think the day-to-day of touring is exciting. I think I like that a little bit more, but there's definitely something very special about being in the studio too and knowing that you're creating your next project.
I think, you know, touring is really cool because of just the interaction with people every day, different people, meeting different people every day, being in a different town every day, and in that sense it's kind of creation of, you know, like a really cool, you know, traveling life, and that's way cool. The studio is, for me, and I think, you know, the rest of us as well, is really like, you know, it's kind of, you know, it's very introspective. You're kind of with this tight-knit group of people, and you don't really leave, at least we don't. We just kind of hole up in a place and, you know, just like rack our brains together and make the best record that we can. You know, and especially what we did, you know, a couple of years ago when we were starting to make this record, is what we did in Bloomington, Indiana, and it was, you know, it was amazing. It was a great experience, and I can't wait to hopefully get working on some new material in the studio, which we've kind of been working on while we've been home. So.
Mm. Well, I do want to get into some of the questions that people have sent in.
Cool.
So I'm just going to jump right in there, and you guys can take turns answering or try not to talk over each other.
Yeah.
How do you prepare before a show? Do you have any routines beforehand, or do you do anything to get pumped up before the performance? That question comes from Mike G from Long Island, New York.
Long Island. Brian, I don't know. I am pretty chill before the show, and then all of a sudden it's time to play, and it always seems like it goes too fast. But I'd say we do a fair share of, like, making different playlists. Like, we take turns and we make, like, our little green room playlist and try to get ourselves pumped up, you know, as much as possible, because you don't want to go on the stage cold, you know what I mean? You want to feel, like, excited about going on there. And I don't know, what about you, Bri?
Well, I know, you know, like, lately we've been, you know, we've said we want, you know, like a half hour before the set just to get together as a band, you know, make sure if we're not, you know, because sometimes we get into a city and we all go off and, you know, go get food or go do something or go, you know, do our different thing that we have to do at the venue that day. We've kind of made it so, you know, a half hour before we get together and have a little powwow, if you will, just, you know, hanging out, getting in the vibe of getting on stage and playing, which is, you know, like our favorite time of day, of course. And, you know, I know Kristen does, you know, I usually just pick up my guitar. I start warming up, just play as much as I can. Kristen kind of starts singing around, you know, getting her vocals warmed up. And, you know, if need be, we, you know, have a shot of Jack Daniels or two.
Liquid courage. So no, like, only green M&Ms or something strange like that beforehand.
Not yet. We haven't put anybody through hell doing anything, fulfilling something ridiculous for us.
There's still time.
Yeah, there's still a lot of time.
Well, thank you for answering that question. I'm sure Mike will be happy about that. I do have another one for you. I don't know the origin of this question, but it says, I know it's like asking a parent to choose which child is their favorite, but do you have a favorite song?
Oh, yeah, that is a hard question.
It's always changing for me personally, and especially on tour, it changes a lot because, you know, one town may gravitate towards a song, you know, differently than another town, and so it's kind of always changing what kind of energy I feel or how I feel that day. Like, if one song, the lyric, you know, maybe I go back and think about when we first wrote it and somehow it becomes special to me again. Like, actually, the other day at practice, probably the second oldest song on the album, Back to the Middle, we played it, and we hadn't played it because we didn't play it on the last tour for probably, like, 6 months, and we played it, and I was like, I love that song. So I think Back to the Middle is my current favorite.
Okay.
Yeah, for me, Satisfy has always been my favorite on this record so far, just because of all the work we put into that song and the crafting it and redoing it and going back and forth. I remember spending a lot of time in the studio trying every different guitar I could ever put my hands on and every different amp I could turn on in the studio. And that was really fun. But lately I've been really listening more to Goodbye My Love, which is one of the last song that we tracked for the record. And it's been really cool, and it's been a challenge for me. When we went in there and tracked that song, it was a challenge for me to get it all done and to do it all the way I wanted to do it. So it's been really cool, and it's been really fun to play it out live. So right now, that's kind of the one for me.
Nice. Well, all of you knew each other from high school or close associations. Has knowing each other for so long been an asset or an obstacle when making artistic decisions?
Totally an asset. It's totally for us, I think. Chris.
Chris apparently has a different idea.
Yeah, I know. Well, hold on. I'll hold my thoughts here. No, I think I like it. I think it's helped us out, the dynamic we have as kind of a, you know, a a really close group. We've known each other for a long time. We know each other's personalities. We know, we've been playing together for a long time. You know, it really helps us out as far as that chemistry. I think we naturally just have that. So.
Now, did you, on that same question, and I'll let Kristen answer also, but adding on to that question, did you know each other in high school? Like, did you actually hang out together in high school, or did you kind of know of each other? Were you in different bands, or was it you were together in high school?
Jason, our bass player, and Brian were buds in high school, and actually how I met Brian is through my older brother. They played in bands together, and so I didn't really hang out with them in high school, and Drew is actually like 5 years younger than us, so he went to high school after us. But I definitely, when I came back in town from going to college, that's actually when I started hanging out with Brian, around the same time that we started the band. So, but I'd always known him because he played in bands with my older brother.
Okay.
Was,
now,
they were always like the cool band kids.
So you didn't get a chance to answer the question before. Do you see it as an asset or an obstacle when making artistic decisions?
I think it's an asset. That's my final answer.
Okay.
She thinks.
I think that's my final answer. Nice. But I suppose, it can be both at some point in time.
Right.
But, I guess the good thing about it is that because you've known each other for so long, you can piss each other off and, blow up, and then, you're going to come back and make nice and move on.
Right.
Totally.
It is like that. It's definitely like, especially on tour. Tour is where, we know so much about each other's personality, we almost at some times assume certain things because, this happened in the past, or we've done, this, or we've seen everybody, every single day for the past, 7-8 years. So, sometimes it can be a hindrance, but I think ultimately that's kind of the bond we have. That's what really keeps us together, and knowing that, one of us isn't just going to walk off one day and be like, I quit because of this. And then it's really not, that's not one of those things that's ever in jeopardy, which is pretty cool.
Sure. I have another question. This question comes from Jade. She didn't tell me where she came from. She says, love the music. The vocals and instrumentals match up so well. But quick question about Videra's beautiful song, The Rain. What was the inspiration for the song, and is there any hidden meaning?
I wrote that song. A lot of songs since I'm married to Brian are going to be about him. So that song's a little bit about Brian, but it's also about, I will start kind of an idea, and then it'll kind of turn into a bigger theme that hopefully, people can relate to, and then it kind of spans a kind of a broader audience. So basically the song is just about someone who, one person who maybe isn't giving as much of themselves to the relationship, and not saying that that's Brian, but I mean just like in general, there's times when you don't give yourself to the other person fully, neither one of you are getting what you need from the relationship, and that's the idea of that song. Yeah, just wanting to be like the rain for that person, wanting to kind of like wash clean all of the maybe old fights or old problems or issues that you think you have with yourself or with your significant other. That's basically the idea of that song.
Like a fresh start.
Yeah.
Right.
Like wanting to be that fresh start for that person, no matter how far along you are in your relationship.
Okay. Here's a fun question. And I altered it a little bit, but it does say, and this also comes from Mike T in Long Island, it says, it's baseball season. Do you have a favorite team?
Well, of course, I have to. Yeah, we're from KC, so we have to represent the Royals, even though, they're never, it's the Royals, so I got to be honest, it's the Royals, but I love the team. I love going to games. I'm not the hugest baseball fan, and Kristen, I don't think, really is a huge baseball fan either.
That's about as far as my...
Yeah, that's why she goes to the games, is for the baseball food. That's it. Malt.
She's a junkie for baseball food. Okay.
Yeah. But no, we you know, we're Royals fans. We're KC fans, you know, Royals fans, Chiefs fans. But other than that, you know, I don't follow baseball that much.
Okay.
Sorry.
Sorry. We've got another question. It says, I'm looking forward to Bamboozle in Six Flags, New Jersey. Are you roller coaster fans? They've got some great coasters there, and are you going to get to enjoy the park while you're there?
Oh, definitely.
I hope so. I didn't know about a park. That's sweet.
Yeah, Six Flags is a huge park. It's a huge amusement park. So they've got some really cool rides there. And if you're a roller coaster fan, definitely.
Yeah, I've got to say we're going to make sure we ride a few roller coasters during that day. If we don't, it's going to be a tragedy, really. I mean, to be so close and not do it.
And there's so many. And there's going to be like 5 or 6
right.
of them, big ones. So.
Wow.
Oh, I'm there.
You're like, hold on. I need a break. I got to go ride a coaster.
Yeah, hold on. We're going to take a break and then play 50
that
more
could
minutes,
be,
so.
I got it. That could be the beginning of your pre-show routine is go ride a roller coaster right before the show.
Oh, you know what we could do? No, what we could do, we could just give Kristen one of those headset mics and we can be on stage.
Listen to her scream.
You can be on like the corkscrew roller coaster singing through it.
Yes.
I think that would work. It would be, certainly.
Okay, so we have, I think the screen name here, I've got a chat room question. It says, GSR Love. Hey guys, I was wondering, when you write your music, do you start writing your songs starting with lyrics or music like a riff? Or is there, she didn't really say that, but do you start writing your song starting with lyrics or music like a riff?
Good question.
It varies for us. Yeah, definitely a good question. That's kind of the cool thing about having, you know, 4 people who are kind of involved in the songwriting process. I'd say for the most part it's Brian and I, but sometimes it's Brian will come with a guitar line or I'll come with a piano melody or sometimes it happens all at once. It really depends, and that's kind of what we like to do. We kind of like to make it vary so it feels like our album has, you know, kind of like layers of different ideas, if that makes any sense.
Okay.
Go
ahead.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
I was just going to say, I think, you know, there was about half of the record, maybe a little more of stages was, I think we kind of wanted to build around melody. So we had Kristen bring in a lot of really good melodies and then built around that. But from that, you know, I had some guitar lines that really built into songs, and sometimes Jason will have a bass riff. And the cool thing about Jason is he plays bass, but he comes from playing guitar background. And my little brother, Drew, who is our drummer, also plays piano. So he kind of also has, you know, a little bit of a songwriter, you know, bone in his body as well. So
it's really a group participation rather than just one person.
Yeah, it really is.
Nice. Well, I do want to take a really quick break and play another one of your songs so that people can hear more of your music if they haven't heard it before. So we're going to take a real quick break, and we're going to play one of my favorite songs, Loving Ghosts. Now, before I play the song, can you tell us a little bit about it?
Yeah, totally. This song is about loss. It's when we came up with the theme of the song, we wanted to write something that, again, had a theme to where a lot of people could relate to it, and it's not just a relationship where you broke up. It could be when, you know, you lost someone, they pass away. But definitely the feeling of loss is a huge theme in this song. And, it's definitely one of my favorites as well.
Yeah, and that is such a universal, the song Loving Ghosts is kind of a universal feeling that a lot of people can relate to, so you guys did a good job with that. The feeling that it hurts it hurts to keep remembering you. It hurts to keep remembering you in the relationship or whatever relationship it speaks to you. But it hurts more
to let go.
To let go, you know, to realize that you're not going to be there anymore. And so you just continue to torture yourself with that memory and still be hurt, but at least you still have the memory of them there. So,
yeah, it's just
I love those kinds of songs. I know it's awful, but they really speak to me. Which is funny because I'm such a happy person usually. But this is Videra's Love It. Yeah, it's just my therapy. That's why I'm so happy, is because I let it go out. But this is Videra's Loving Ghost. And we're back. That was Loving Ghosts by Videra, one of my favorite songs that I can definitely see being here, being played on the radio, driving down on a nice long stretch of road in the middle of the summer, just blasting it out of my convertible, which I don't have anymore, but I can dream.
or rent.
Or right, I could rent one. That's true.
Right. We're not going to limit it to dreams.
Right, yeah. So that actually brings me to another one of the questions that one of our fans sent in. They asked, where do you see Videra in a few years, in, like, say, 5 or 10 years? Where would you like to be, besides the obvious?
Right.
I think we're thankful for where we are right now. I mean, as far as touring and putting out an album on a major label and having fans come to shows and talking to you, I think that's what we've always wanted, just to, you know, be a part of this. And, I mean, whatever that brings, if that brings, you know, bigger shows, if that brings more albums, that's cool. I mean, for me, I have a hard time seeing past kind of like my day-to-day, you know, goal, which is, you know. But, Bri, I don't know, do you want to win 10 Grammys, Lifetime Achievement Award, Nobel Peace Prize?
I think when people ask me this question, I always say taking over the world, but I know I can't be, you know, I can't be that vain of a person.
I would never win that kind of responsibility.
Right.
No, that's
exactly.
That's a
little
hefty.
I think about the responsibility, and that's too much. I don't know, I think... Just to be still putting out records and still having, like, awesome fans. I feel like our fans are amazing. And just to keep being able to travel and hopefully go overseas, go to different countries. You know, I'd love to go to, you know, Europe and Australia, Japan, and, you know, anywhere we can and really expand this and get to, you know, meet more people, have more fans, you know, jump along and come travel to shows and stuff. It's just, you know, it's really awesome to be, you know, part of something like this where I feel like people really grab onto it and want to know more and want to be part of it and, you know, want to travel around with you and, you know, you see familiar faces. So just to keep on doing this, you know, I see us still doing it, and I think, you know, it'll just be getting better and better. So.
Very nice. We're getting a lot of comments in the chat room, and people are saying, I've loved them since 2006, I've listened to them since the beginning. So there's a lot of people really loving the interaction. They said, where did it say? Okay. Here's a funny question. Do you have any tips for getting a song out of your head? Because I keep getting Goodbye My Love, among others, stuck in my head for days.
Oh, that's a great problem to have, I would say, right?
Right.
If there's any song you want stuck in your head, it's one of our songs.
Right.
Yeah. My only solution to that would be listen to a different Videra song for a long time.
Yeah.
Right.
No, that's awesome. That song is stuck in their head. I think that's great.
Yeah. There's a question from chat room named Jeans Beans. Says, why have you worked on Satisfy so many times?
Well, Kristen, you want to
say? Because you're never satisfied?
Yes, exactly.
Exactly.
If your words are never spoken. I mean, that's definitely a song that we, it used to be an old song called Desire and Repeat on our last album. And when we were writing this new album, we actually reworked another song from the last album, too. So there's actually two songs that have been reworked for the new album. But I don't know, Satisfy, it's just one of those songs that we just knew we could do better, and we just felt like the pre-chorus and chorus have always been there and have always been really strong. But we just wanted to try something out, and that was kind of our song that we kept messing with for this new album, which I think spawned a lot of other songs on top of that. We kind of experimented with melodies more, and we didn't just go in and kind of jam stuff out. It was more about, okay, Kristen, think of a melody, and then, like Brian was saying, work around it. So it was kind of our song that helped us write all our other songs on the album.
Well, and really, I mean, I think we're quite, you know, extreme perfectionists. So if there's anything, including this album, you know, because we went back a couple times before we put the album out, and we had recorded our first batch of songs in Bloomington, which we spent 6 weeks there and recorded the majority of the record. But we then went back and re-recorded some of those songs again because we thought we could beat them, you know, get better takes and better performances and better sounds and things like that. And this was definitely one of those cases where it was a song that we felt like, hey, man, this can be even better. This can sound better. This can flow better. It can, you know, catch people better, and let's give it a shot. And it ended up like we really felt like it was that much better. So we thought we should put it out, you know.
Oh, that's great. I can't wait to hear the new one. Mm-hmm. Actually, that might be one of the ones that was sent to us, because Satisfy is the last song that we have on our playlist today. So,
awesome.
Yeah, so you might actually be able to hear the new one if that's it. I'm not sure the new one. But
yes.
There is a question in the chat room. Somebody is saying she's so mad she missed Kristen singing the national anthem at the Daytona 500. She happened to be right across the airport across the street. But she wanted to know if there's any video of it and if you're going to post it or if you have posted it.
I think there was a video on YouTube, and that's about all that I saw.
Okay.
Right, Ryan, wasn't there? Didn't we watch one on YouTube?
I saw one somewhere. No, because it was crazy. Because I after it happened, I tried to post it on our site and I couldn't find it. And then like a week later, I found it on YouTube. So if I can somehow find it on YouTube somewhere, I'll post it on our Twitter or something. If I can find it. But I think if you do a search, person that is asking question, I think you just type in, you know, Vedera. What was it? Daytona, what, Nationwide Cup? I don't remember what it was. It was so long ago now. Not really. But
should be able to find it, though, with keywords.
You should be able to find it because it was up there. So.
Okay. So, well, that's the answer for you. So you're going to have to check out. Keep looking. Oh, somebody's asking, who does most of the tweeting?
Me and Ryan.
That would be... Yeah. If it says peace be at the end, that's me. Otherwise, it's Kristen.
Okay. So keep a lookout on the Twitter. If they have it, they will post it. Otherwise, you can try finding it on YouTube. I think somebody just found the link, actually. Looks like it was
Sweet.
Just posted. Yeah, but it was posted in the chat room, so that might be the link there if you click on it. And, you know, since we're talking so much about the new stuff and the, you know, things that you're working on currently, you do have a new album coming out, correct? It came out in February, right?
Right,
mm-hmm.
Right. But we're always, I mean, and this, yeah, we're really, really, you know, pushing hard this album right now. We're really feeling it and playing it live. Of course, we're always thinking of new things and new songs and stuff. And
yeah, you never know. I mean, we even, you know, just because we are constantly writing, we talked the other day about releasing a new song. So, you know, you never know.
Right. But the important thing is that people are asking about the new album. The new album is called Stages.
Yes.
Right.
And it came out in February, and it's available everywhere, right? You can get it on
everywhere.
iTunes. And,
yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely, yeah. Best Buy, any CD shop you can go to, they should have it.
Mhm. And let's see. I have another question for you. Where did it go?
Mm-hmm.
I did lose it. I lost it.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody is asking. Who is it? Who's asking? I'm gonna look at this. I'm trying to do three things at the same time.
Multitasking.
Yes, multitasking. somebody was asking, and I can't remember. It scrolled up too far for me to see if you have a favorite place to perform.
Well, a few, actually. I don't know if we could totally narrow it down to one. I mean, we really love playing the place in Washington, D.C. called the 930 Club. It's a great place to play, great sound. I'm always partial. My other one that I'm really partial to is, of course, the Fillmore in San Francisco, because it's just such a historic place to play. Kristen, I don't know if you can add to that.
Yeah, the Fillmore, last time we played there especially, was awesome.
Yeah.
We have pretty good shows in Salt Lake City and Denver. I should definitely shout out Kansas City. Kansas City,
of course,
playing there.
Of course, Kansas City.
Here, I guess. Yeah, it really depends. That's kind of the joy of playing live shows, is like sometimes you can be playing a hole in the wall venue and that can be your favorite show because, you know, people there made it that way. I think for me, I'm very much kind of fan oriented, and so no matter where we're playing, it's all about the fans. So
yeah, and it's pretty cool now too, because we've toured for so long, we've been to every city, especially in the U.S. around here, and you know, in a lot of, you know, like Canada as well, but we've been to a lot of these cities so many times that we have, you know, there's familiar faces at every show, and our fans there are so great that it's like every show is amazing. And you know, like, it, you know, different cities on each tour are amazing because of that. So it's it's really cool.
There's a couple more questions that people came in. I know I'm inundating you, but I'm trying to get them all in. There's a lot of response. They want to know, GSR Love is asking, are there any bands you guys are listening to a lot? So what is it, guys? If you were to turn on your CD player in your car or your iPod, what would be the most played song or group?
I've been big on iTunes does these Genius playlists. I don't know if you've heard of this, but basically you'll just pick one song and it'll make a Genius or a like.
I haven't used mine yet, but
yeah, really,
it's cool.
Like that function. It actually gets smarter and smarter the more you use it. It's true.
Ooh.
Like my playlists have gotten better and better the more that I use it. It like gets more intuitive on like, because you know, if I start a playlist and then I like X out of one of the songs, they kind of get it like, okay, don't put that on the playlist anymore. That's my robot voice. Anyway, so I don't know. It's always changing. Like, I really like the New Metric album. I listen to Stars a lot. I listen to a lot of female vocalists, so like LaRue and Little Boots. We just got this new chick kind of electronic band called Little Dragon. It's one of this,
they're awesome,
girls on the Gorillaz album, who we are listening a lot to the Gorillaz album.
Yeah, the new Gorillaz album is great.
Ryan just got the Masters of the Beatles for his birthday, so he's been listening to that.
Yeah, I'm always listening to Beatles, all the time.
Can't really
go wrong
with Beatles.
Yeah, I know. And yeah, Kristen got me for my birthday the Beatles Remasters, which is everything the Beatles ever put out remastered, and it's unbelievable. Of course, I don't have to tell people that like the Beatles, because it just is. But I also, we played with a band in San Francisco about a year ago, and they just came to town in Kansas City, and I saw them again live, and they're amazing. They're a band called The Wigs, a three-piece band from Georgia, and they are amazing. You should check them out, just The Wigs. And, yeah, I've been listening to their new record a lot. Other than that, yeah, the Gorillaz album, Little Dragon, a lot of stuff like that.
Okay. Have you ever thought of relocating to another city to further your music career? And if so, what city? That comes from Gene's Beans.
I think we think about that every day, probably,
yeah,
at least once a day.
Yeah, I mean, we've talked about L.A., but it's almost like there's something about being too close to the label, too. Like, too close to the, like, crazy music scene. I don't know. I feel like being in Kansas City is kind of nice when you travel so much, because you can kind of come back to your normal sea, you know, I guess. But I really love Portland, and I love the West Coast, but I think I'd rather live in, like, a Portland or a Seattle that's a little more, has more vibes that I kind of dig a bit more than L.A. But L.A., you know,
yeah,
of course, is gorgeous as well, and there's lots of perks to that city.
I just couldn't deal with all the rain. It would kill me.
You know, that's why Portland is so cool, because it's that whole Pacific Northwest feel, but it's not
without
as rain. But you know, too, Seattle is like, yeah, they do get a lot of rain, but I feel like it's such a cool vibe up there, and the beautiful days there are unbelievable. So, of course, I also would live in Maui. If I could.
That would not hurt
me at all.
In any way. To play ukulele, spell sugar cane, which I'm totally down for.
hey. You can't hate.
No,
don't hate on
it. I'm not going to.
Well, you guys are doing pretty well for yourselves, you know, even being where you're located.
Right.
You're not too shabby. And speaking of which, take this minute here just to plug your music website, your official website. Is it VideraMusic.net?
It is. Yep, VideraMusic.net. We're also, of course, on MySpace, Facebook, and Twitter. Our name is Videra Music on Twitter. You can follow us on all those sites. We update them daily, and we're always, you know, always checking out stuff there and reading mail from fans and tweets and all that good stuff. So.
Okay. And one last question. Okay, two last questions. I just got another one. Any memorable concerts that you've attended?
Oh, man.
Well,
I talk about this one a lot, but I saw The Roots and Lauryn Hill whenever the Miseducation, that whole tour, and that was just amazing. What other shows have I seen lately, though?
Well,
My Morning Jacket was a super great show.
I like My Morning Jacket.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, I know I just talked about the Wigs, but I saw them last week in a super small, well, one really cool place down here in Kansas City called the Riot Room. We used to play there a ton, and this band just blew my mind. I hadn't felt like that from seeing a show in forever. So they were amazing. But one other, well, I saw in like a 3-month span, I saw the Foo Fighters in 97 when they came out with their second album, which is one of my favorite albums ever, called The Color and the Shape. And that was probably the reason that I switched from thinking about anything else in life to music. And then 2 months later, I saw the band Garbage at the same venue. And they were unbelievable, too. And I think at that point in my life was really when I really wanted to just, like, be in a band. I saw those bands live up on stage, and I was like, that's it, you know, that energy is amazing. I gotta be in a band. So those shows were amazing to me as well. So,
well, that actually brings up a good question. If you weren't doing music, what would you do?
Well, do music, I guess. No, I don't know what else I would do.
There is no other option, is your answer.
There's no other option. There's no, I think about other stuff. I don't know fully. Like, it really is something that I feel like I could never not do. I might, what would I do, I guess? Maybe I'd
be a teacher. Like, maybe like
yeah.
An elementary school teacher or something, like art school teacher. I don't know.
I'd just be a world traveler. Or something. I try to make some kind of money traveling the world doing something. That would be it.
Hey, yeah. I mean, it's cool. If you can't think of anything else that you'd rather be doing than music, then you're in the right business.
Right. I think so.
Exactly.
You know, I think
so. You think? So, one question from the chat room. Are you guys trying to tour out of the country?
Yes.
We're like so ready.
Yeah. You know, and we've gotten a little taste of it going to Canada, but it's so close to America, not that Canada.
It's not the
cool
same
Canada,
thing. It's not like traveling
Canada,
7 hours
yeah.
across the ocean.
Yeah. Canada is way cool, though. You know, we have some awesome fans there, super nice people, but we're ready to extend it over the pond, as they say.
Okay.
So,
well, we'll see what we can do to get some fans over there asking for you. We are international, so there are people that listen to us in different continents, so it's very possible that you might be getting some, well, your label might be getting some requests. Hey, come over here.
Hey, well, you just tell us where to sign and we're there.
I'll let them know. I'll let them know you're looking to go.
Exactly.
Somebody's made a comment. The world needs to hear you. Love you guys and see you when you come back to Orlando. So
awesome.
Yeah, you're getting all these little love notes. I wish I could save the chat and just send them to you, but everybody's like, oh my gosh, Videra rocks, keep it up, keep doing it. And
we told you our fans rule. I mean,
they do. And one last question for me before I let you go, because we are running out of time and you guys have spent an enormous amount of time with us, and we do appreciate that. if you could work with another band, like doing a compilation on a song together, who would it be?
Hmm.
You know what? I, dang it, I totally drew a blank, and I was really excited about this band.
Sorry.
Oh, no, Fleet Foxes. They have such a unique style and a unique sound. I would be interested to see what they would kind of do with our style of music.
Yeah, I think I'd be on the opposite end of the spectrum. I would love to do something with them, but I've been listening to so much of this gorilla stuff. I wonder what it would be like to do something like that for a song. You know, something just totally different and see how it is. Just expand the horizon. So maybe right now that for a second, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, besides Brian Eno.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you guys have been great to stay with us for almost an entire hour, and we really do appreciate it. We are going to go out with the last song on our playlist here, which is Satisfy. And if you could tell us a little bit about it, well, I'll give you a minute to tell us a little bit about it right before we play it. But one thing I forgot to ask you, or actually we ran out of time before I had an opportunity to ask you before we went live. Usually what we do when we have artists on is we will ask them if it would be okay to record a sound clip of you guys just basically saying your name, the band that you're from, and that you're listening to the VRO. So it would be something like, hi, this is Kristen, and this is Brian, and we're from Verdera, and you're listening to the VRO. Would that be okay?
Sure.
Okay.
Absolutely.
I'll give you a little countdown here. Ready?
DVRO?
DVRO.
DVRO. Okay.
Okay. So, ready? 3, mm-hmm. 2, 1.
Hey, this is Kristen.
And Brian.
And we're from Vedera, and you're listening to the VRO.
Thank you guys very much, and we wish you the best of luck. I really hope that I can get to see you on Bamboozle Roadshow when you come to Boston. It's like the last show that you have. So hopefully by then I'll be able to get press passes and stuff and come on over and say hi.
Get a hold of us, and we'll make sure that you do.
Okay, I will do that then, because I really, really would like to be there.
Yeah.
Okay. And you're getting lots and lots of love in the chat room, so there are plenty of fans out there that are really digging your music, and they just want to see you, you know, just succeed and go forward, and I guess just take that and fly with it, because they really, really do love your music, and we're really pleased to have you on as well.
Well, thanks for having us on, and thanks to everyone listening and everyone in the chat rooms. We love you all, and we'll see you soon on the road.
Okay, and before you go, could you please just set up Satisfy for us? I know you talked about it a little bit before, but right before we play it, I'd like to just set the song up.
Yeah, this song is about a relationship, once again, and it's about two people trying to figure out life together, basically, and asking themselves, is there anything in this world that's going to satisfy them, and then realizing that ultimately it's love. The song's called Satisfy.
This is Satisfy by Vedera. Thanks, guys. We really appreciate it. Have a great night.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Want more of the VRO? Visit us at thevro.com.
North Pole Hotline. Help! My in-laws are hosting Thanksgiving, and we're bringing the dressing.
You mean stuffing?
No, dressing. I need cute outfits for everyone.
Get to Old Navy.
Old Navy?
Yep, Old Navy's kicking off the holidays with stylish denim, velvet tops, the season's best dresses, and 40% off your entire purchase now through Tuesday.
40% off? We'll be stuffing our shopping bags full.
And don't forget colorful sweaters and amazing outerwear, too. You can even buy online and pick up in store for free.
Ooh, I love an all-you-can-wear buffet.
Holiday your heart out at Old Navy and OldNavy.com. Valid 11/18 to 11/20. Exclusions apply. See stores for details.